Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So death.
Welcome everyone who's back listening to the show tonight. We have a great show planned for you. My boy, Jeezy. What's up, Jeezy? What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. I've finally stopped procrastinating and finished one of my papers today, so I got that out of the way and only got one more to go, so the night is still young.
So, how many pages do you have to do?
The paper I finished today had to be 5 pages, and I still have to do all the citation shit for that. And okay. The next one's not too bad. It's only got to be 2, and then I got to do a finance assignment. That's only got to be 1, so.
Right.
Yep.
That citation thing, I hated doing. I hate doing it. I hate doing it. I hate doing it.
I think it's the most annoying thing in the world. Like, I have the paper done. Just let me turn it in like this, and don't count me off. We'll call it even.
Right. Yeah, I remember I wrote some papers last year, as a matter of fact, and I just said, fuck it. I'm just going to leave this shit off. I don't care about it. I got docked for it, but it was wrecking my brain, man. I couldn't do the citation thing. Like, I could do it, but it was just like, ugh. This is where I got the damn information from. Shit.
I got about 6 tabs open on Firefox, and I got to go through them all and figure out what went where.
Right. Well, once again, you guys, if you haven't looked at all the pictures on global14.com for the 14 and 14 tour, go check them out on JB's page. His page on global14.com is Bala JB. That's BALLAJB. Also, Miami is actually on the front page, on the main page of Global 14, so you can also check out Miami right now as well. So if you missed any photos, make sure you go check both of those out. And, you know, if you're in the pictures, let us know. Holler at us and let us know who you are in the pictures. All right. I want to shout out to my team, Ash, Jeezy, Chocolate Tiger, Renita, everyone who continues to work hard on the show. We got a lot of great things coming up, especially next year. I think a lot of people think that the show is going to stay where it's at. You guys have no idea what we're working on, but I'm just here to tell you that stay tuned, because next year is going to be a really good year for Global 14 Radio. All right, so tonight, we got Paul Wall, you guys. He's already confirmed. I talked to him a couple hours ago, so he will be on the show tonight, so stay tuned for that. And also, once again, tomorrow night, like I said, we will have a trans man on the show, or a transgender man. For those that are clueless and have no idea what that is, that is a woman who is now a man. So go to global14.com after the show for details. I didn't post anything last night. I will do right after this show and start the promotion and stuff for that. But he will be on the show. You guys can call in, and you can ask whatever you want. Okay? So once again, tomorrow night we will have a transgender man on the show. In other news, our beloved Heavy D, who passed away last week, and there will be a public wake, and it's going to be held Thursday, November 17th, and it's going to be from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it will be at the Grace Baptist Church, 52 South 6th Ave, Mount Vernon, New York. Okay? So once again, the Heavy D Wake will be held Thursday, this Thursday coming up from 12 to 6, and it will be at Grace Baptist Church, 52 South 6th Ave, Mount Vernon, New York. Okay? So I know some reports came out today, and it says something about the reports being inconclusive. You guys, if he had pneumonia, I'm not looking for any other explanation. They didn't find any illegal drugs. I don't think, I know we've all been surprised before, but I didn't expect anything to come back bad. So definitely, rest in peace to Heavy D. We will miss you, and we lost a legend. Another person that actually got sick was Eric Sermon, another legend, EPMD. Actually, Renita is going to have more on that spilt tea, so stay tuned for that. She has more information, but we hope for a speedy recovery. Definitely get well soon, Eric Sermon. And in whoopee-doo news, our man Conrad says he's going to kill himself. Yeah, all right, let's take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. You guys can see, I want to say more, but I'm going to leave his ass alone. So we will take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll get into the quickies for the day.
Yeah, I woke up this morning with a brand new swag. Like, fuck these niggas, let's get this cash. I like money and bitches with money. I'm a real ass nigga, you can't take that from me. I like money and bitches with money. I like money and bitches with money. I like money and bitches, money. So I shine right, then I blow what's left, getting my mind right. Money on the radar, get it to the graveyard. And my homie got that thing, nigga, gon' play hard. Okay, it's raining, nigga, what that flood cost? I found hate, but no love lost. Do it like I taught you, getting twisted like a corkscrew. If you ever wanna ball, then tell them flip a sport. I woke up this morning with a brand new swag. Like, fuck these niggas, let's get this cash. I like money and bitches with money. I'm a real ass nigga, you can't take that from me. I like money and bitches with money. I like money and bitches with money. I like money and bitches, money and bitches, money and bitches. I like money and bitches. I got money with niggas, she like niggas with money. I say, goddamn girl.
Right now, I've been listening to it. Soon as JD posted, it was like that was his shit. I went and listened to it. Y'all know me. I don't like a lot of stuff, but this right here, I've been playing it like all day long. I love that song. So big shout out to Young Swift. That was I Like with Jim Jones. That was, oh my gosh. Excuse me. That was I Like with Young Swift featuring Jim Jones and Young Jeezy, all right? So let's go ahead and get into the quickies for the day. What's up, my boy Jeezy? What you got for me?
This first story, a couple days ago, or maybe it was last week, I don't quite remember, somebody got really fortunate, and it involved them getting a heart attack, and a favor got returned. Well, this isn't quite the same, but somebody got really fortunate, and this guy is really lucky. Last night, a man was driving. It was late at night, so obviously there wasn't much light where he was at. And the man, he missed a curve, and so he ran his car straight into a pond. Well, the pond is 8 feet deep. Being it late at night, and I'm assuming it was a rural area because not many other people were passing him, or maybe just really early in the morning, there was a dairy truck driver who was loading his truck, and the man actually saw the guy run his car right into the water. So the truck driver, of course, he dialed 911 and grabbed a wrench out of his truck, ran over to the car, broke the window, and pulled the man out. And then eventually the ambulance and everything showed up. But the truck driver said that the man got very lucky because he usually doesn't work nights. Now, I don't know if this means that somebody else would have been – yeah, I don't know if this means somebody else would have been there to help him out or what, but this guy got very fortunate. I don't know what the odds of this happening were, but he should definitely be thanking this man.
Oh, man, not only that, man, he has to be grateful. I hope if he wasn't living right before this, I hope he is praying to God right now. Because can you imagine?
That has to be his guardian angel or something. He got very lucky, very, very lucky.
Oh, boy. Wow. Well, speaking of the Lord, what do you got this church thing that's going on, man? What's going on?
You know, it's more hate crimes going on, except this time we're heading over to North Carolina. Several churches in, I might pronounce this wrong, Ansonville, it's in North Carolina. And there have been several churches in that area that have been really getting vandalized. And to give you an idea how bad these are, so far the worst attack has been done to a church, and all of the stained glass windows were broke out, swastikas were spray painted all over the building, and also phrases like God is a lie and the house of devil and other racial slurs were also painted all over the side of the building. And of course, police are investigating this situation, but I mean, I don't understand how somebody could have that much hate or disagreement to go around trashing all these churches. Like, I can't imagine. Stained glass windows, I know a couple people that actually made them, and they are not by any means cheap, especially for a whole church. And it's mostly, at least that I have seen, Catholic churches that get these done. And whenever they take donations, it seems like they're always putting money back into their windows. So I can definitely imagine this is a very costly thing going on, and it's a shame.
Right. What in the world is going on? People have lost their mind. It's like, is it really the end of the world? I hate talking about that, by the way. That just, I don't like talking about it when people say it's near. But, I mean, so many different things, especially when it comes to religion, is happening right now. And only thing I can say is, you know, everyone that's out there, please be careful because, I mean, people are just doing stuff just to be doing stuff sometimes. I know some people, you may have a reason behind it, but I don't know, DZ. It just seems like people are just doing stuff just to be doing stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, I have like a bunch of shit I've gone and see my friends done. The one thing I really hate is vandalism or somebody destroying someone else's property. That's got to be one of the biggest things that just drives me nuts and I absolutely hate. And for somebody to go do that in a church, I don't know what would drive anybody to do that, especially to this extreme.
Yeah, that's too much, man. Well, one of the things that I saw today on Occupy Wall Street, and I don't know if you saw that today, you know, they tried to boot all the protesters out of the Zuccotti Park in New York. And obviously that was shot down because, you know, there are some lawyers there that fought for them. And pretty much the protesters are back in the park now. So you guys, you know, from what I'm reading is it's showing, it's saying that city enforcement pretty much acted unlawfully because it's freedom of speech. They're allowed to be in the park if they want to. So, you know, I don't know. How do you feel about, you know, them trying to just, you know, boot all these people out of the park and try to, I mean, it seems like they're trying to stop them from being out there. But then some people, the other thing is some people are saying, you know, if this is not a public, if this is a privately owned park and that person, whoever owns the park, wants them out, then people should vacate. So I don't know. There's more stuff that I need to read up on that from today. But I don't know, GZ, you know, a lot of these protests are, people are holding it down. They're not leaving. They're not stopping this movement. How do you feel about that?
I don't know about the park thing. You know, when you first said park, I was thinking, well, you know, who pays for the park? The people pay for the park with their tax dollars. They should not have to leave. But, I mean, if it is privately owned and somebody wants them off that, I think they should have to get out of the park, honestly, because if it's not coming from tax dollars, they have no right being in there, especially if somebody doesn't want them. But as far as, like, them getting kicked out of somewhere, like public places, I honestly don't think anybody has the right to say get out of here because, in all honesty, in America, we're allowed to peacefully protest, and we pay for those areas. I don't think somebody should have the right to say, no, get out of here. I mean, don't break the laws, follow the rules and everything, obviously, because I love Occupy Wall Street. I love what it stands for. I think it's such a strong movement, and I definitely don't want to see it something that gets deteriorated over people acting foolish.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you on that. You know, this, as we've seen, you know, a couple weeks ago, it did get out of hand, especially in Oakland and people getting arrested and stuff like that. But, you know, it is time for everyone to start fighting back. And for me personally, you know, even when I was in the military, you know, being in the military as well, you can't. You're not allowed to publicly protest. So I'm wondering, you know, how many, you know, how some people feel about that. But, you know, it's one of those, it's that time, you guys, we have to take back our communities. And if we don't, things are going to continue to happen. And, you know, when I think about my niece and nephews and them coming, you know, when they get my age, you know, we hope that they don't have it. You know, they don't have it as bad. And I'm not saying, let me back up, I'm not saying that we have it that bad because there are a lot of people that are going through a lot worse. There's a lot of countries that can't even have cell phones. So I don't want to say that. But what I am saying is that there are certain things that are in place. And if we don't pay attention to them, it's going to hurt, you know, the young ones that are growing up right now and for the future, especially when it comes to farming and all that other stuff. So that's a whole nother conversation, but definitely I'm with you on that. But I want to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we will get into the spilled tea with my girl Renita, and right after that, we will be talking to Paul Wall.
Yo, baby, tell your friends to get with my friends, and we can be friends. This the remix.
Baby, this that G-Mix, we get heated, lead them panties, I ain't it. She say her laughs was super. for whack, your sex was overrated. Gotta give her that good, I'm laying the wood and I was overlaid it. I give her that pound game, then I slows it up. Nibbling on your ear, she love that teasing stuff. See, you's a nasty girl with your fine ass. If it's wet enough, I might just need a wine glass. Ha, I'm super freaky, no top on the guinea. No flaw in my diamonds, a house on my pinky. We body to body, I keep me a hottie. She kinky as hell, get it off in the lobby. Baby, you don't have to try to read my mind, cause you know I wanna get it in. Remix. Tell me why would you?
Baby. We gotta do this right. You mean a lot more to me. Check me out. You only live once. Tonight we do it twice. Tell by your handbag, that boy don't do you right. Birkin, baby. Go Merkin, baby. Got some pocket change too. Now you're working, baby. Got her the Bentley coupe. She call that old news. My Tamar Braxton. Doing shows too. Paid well, yeah. Like she's supposed to. Yeah, I'm a made man. I'm in the old school. No jewels, which is rough for me. But she's so cool. I kiss her carefully. Emergency room, she was there for me. Right back on my feet. I swear I never leave.
Baby, you don't have to try to read my mind, cause I know I wanna get it in.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back, lifers. Right now, we're going to go ahead and get into the spill tea of the day. First, I want to say that was Ace Hood, the Body to Body remix with Chris Brown, Rick Ross, and Wale, and, of course, DJ Khaled. So definitely check that out. So what's up, my homie Renita? Hold on. I can't hear you. All right, there you go. What's up, homie?
That's because you always keep a sister on mute, but we're going to let that one go.
Yeah, I always got to keep you on mute because you be just you be doing too much, talking too much now.
Oh. Again. You ain't miss me at all.
You be all right.
Yeah, no love, no love. What's going on, lifers? Really quick, just to give you an update, a family member of Eric Sermon has took to his Twitter to let all the fans know that he is actually headed home this evening. If you guys haven't heard, Eric Sermon suffered a heart attack. I have an insider and a close friend of mine. He attended their event, and apparently he had high blood pressure, and he had a mild heart attack due to that. He was in the hospital for a few days, but again, a family member has taken to his Twitter, and he is headed home. So, steady recovery, and our prayers go out to Eric Sermon and his family. Now, lifers, is it just me, or did I miss this? So apparently, Chris Brown got at Drake over Rihanna. Where was I at? And I'm the queen of filthy. But apparently, DJ Woo Kid said a while ago that Chris Brown messed up Drake over Rihanna. But Drake came out with this statement talking about, oh, I respect Chris Brown, and I like to call myself a friend. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that. Allowed? Who are you? Is he your daddy? And then he says, but I definitely didn't get elbowed in my face. Somebody would have got knocked the fuck out. Yeah, Drake, that would have been you. Now, that's just me. Crush. Breezy versus Drake, who wins?
I'm always Team Breezy. I'm always Team Breezy. I love Chris Brown. I don't have a problem with either one of them, but I think if I had to put my money on somebody, I'd put my money on Breezy.
For sure. Like, unless Wayne and some Bloods or even Baby, somebody, even Nicki Minaj was there, then maybe Drake would win. But Drake versus Breezy on a one-on-one, sit down. Another shot fired at Kim K. This is like just Kim K bash season now. Yesterday, Crush was telling everybody how Michael Bublé got in on it by calling her a bitch on his day.
Right!
Well, right. So now,
Holly Robinson, newly fired. I'm like, I guess she just wants to be relevant right now. Recently did an interview and put Kim K and actually Tyler Perry on blast, saying that Kim has a minor role in his new movie, but all the blacktresses, now what the hell is a blacktress anyway, all around the world are upset over this casting, and with the drama that she has, it's going to be great press for the movie. I'm like, damn, Holly, really? Like, tell us how you really feel. I think she's just bitter Betsy, if you ask me.
I think it's look, let me tell you something. I think it's really ridiculous. I think people are using Kim's situation just so that they can get some type of attention. Like I said, even with Michael Bublé and now with Holly Robinson Pete, these are people that I'm kind of like, okay, what? I wouldn't expect you to say something, but are times really that hard where people just want to speak out about something in order to be like, okay, here I am still. I'm still here. It's like, come on, people. Like, grow the fuck up. So what? The wedding was a damn, it was a sham. Who cares? She got paid. End of fucking story. Yo, she has, shit, she has more money than a whole lot of people. So it's kind of like, to me, why hate on somebody that has more money than you? So, I don't know, man. This is ridiculous. Leave Kim K alone. I don't give a damn.
Right, my thing is if Chris, her soon-to-be ex-husband, ain't taking shots at her, I totally agree. Everybody should just leave her alone. Actually, Mariah's little shot, even though Mariah didn't say she took a shot at Kim K, I think Mariah was justified since, I believe, in 06, Kim used to date Nick. So, yeah, Mariah, that shot, high five to you on that one. Brad Pitt set to retire. Now, I know. This, I mean, I was praying this was a rumor because industry insiders have been buzzing about this rumor for a while now. But apparently, Brad went in his current press conference that he had for his new movie coming out, said that he is looking to retire, but there's no time limit on it yet. And, you know, he loves acting, but he is actually hoping to get this transformation from in front to behind the scenes done very soon. Now, Crush, what the hell? You need to tell me what the hell does this mean, because I can't not see Brad Pitt on the big screen. A small screen is just not going to do it. On my iPhone, that's not. I need big Brad Pitt, huge. Yeah, that's what I need in my life.
Okay, but first, okay, when's the last time, when was the last movie he was in?
It don't matter.
It's what?
I mean,
saving,
I believe
what?
It was a car. No, do not even say, what are you about to say? Because he
Benjamin
did a voiceover.
Benjamin Button.
You know what? Lifers, this is the shade that I talk about that I have to go through on Real Talk. Why are you hating on Brad Pitt?
Look at his woman. Like, look, the money, he can get in front of the screen and make millions of dollars, but he has a whole rainbow tribe at home. Like, he has the Rainbow Coalition in his house, and then you have Angelina Jolie. Let me tell you something. If Angelina Jolie was my woman, I would be trying to do the same thing. I'm wondering, so isn't it more money behind the screen? I mean, and you know what I'm saying? Behind all the, you know, I'm just saying, behind the scenes is probably more money. Hell, and plus he need to keep an eye on his wife.
Crush, I don't care about more money. I don't see him behind the scenes. Unless they shooting behind the scenes footage. Lifers, please call in right now because, again, I'm having a fight. I feel like I'm in Judge Judy court right now. Please call 760-913-4119 and tell Crush how important it is. Even some of the fellas. I know some of you fella lifers, too. Come on. It's Brad Pitt. Anyway, like I said,
okay,
this
no,
is your girl.
No, listen. I know some fellas right now that would, you know, sweep up dog shit and elephant boo-boo for Angelina Jolie. Let me tell you something. Hell, they'd probably let an elephant fart in their mouth for Angelina Jolie.
That's just being desperate.
Wow. You know what I'm saying?
God.
So, yo, let Brad do what he want to do. He's trying to be around his woman more. That's all.
Okay. But anyways, I think this battle I win. But we'll see. Lifers, hit us on Global 14, our group G14 Radio. Let us know, do you want Brad in front or behind the scenes? Give us a call here again, 760-913-4119. This is your girl, Renita, with the spilled tea for the day here on Real Talk on Global 14 Radio. You can hit me on global14.com as well. I'm at Rock and Rolla. That's RockNRolla.
All right, you guys. Well, what I'm getting ready to do is we're going to take another quick commercial break while we're waiting for Paul Wall to come through. So stay tuned for that, and we'll be right back. Hopefully he's going to call in any minute. He should be. All right? Stand by.
Rap to you real quick. I want to enjoy the luxury of like not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Lord, a flower bomb, firefly. When I'm low, she take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance. And you got that bomb. I'm trying to detonate you. No disrespecting, baby. Just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits up. Lil vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that baton. Shawty, wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that. I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell? I read your mind. She been on them dollars first. Caramel. Macchiatos with Shawty.
Okay.
Get in the work. I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a brand with perks. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mine. I'm just trying to give you life. They just trying to make you blind. I blow up on your mind. This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9. Navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love. Maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you like persistence, but I make you come and try. I just think we need one night. Can't decide if I can't write. Easy, baby, my thing tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right. Can't decide, but I can't fight. Easy, baby, you the bomb and all, but I'd be damned if I did not land mine. Or at least try. Can I speak up? Was it peace out? Can we eat lunch? Can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call 8 cups. I just think I need one night. Slightly more if it's done right. With that gorgeous face, I don't know your name. It ain't important, babe, because I'm going to call you mine.
I feel it when you dance.
I'm
I'm bowling.
roll. Got hoes dripping out of their clothes. I'm the shit for those who don't know. Whether it's fade or braided up, bro. Me and that boy, Pow Wow, gon' bow. Benz and racks at sex at the mall. Still sit low on the foes that crowd. Yeah, I'm hold up, man, hold up. Shutting down the scene when you see the slab roll up. Diamond shooting spiders. Foreign car driver. Still rap, Lauren, even when I retire. Coming down. Fresh every day, thug a lot of pop tag. Huh?
I'm ballin'.
All right, lifers, that was Ballin' by Paul Wall featuring Slip Thug. Right now, we got Paul Wall on the line. What's up, homie? What's going on?
What it do? What it do?
Hey, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We definitely appreciate it. And, you know, look, where have you been, man?
Hey, I've been getting my daddy swag on. You know, I'm taking business at home.
right.
Though, like the song say, I'm still balling.
Yeah, I know. I see. Cause we're gonna get into some of that. You know, how is your fam doing, Crystal? And your son? Your son is like 5 now.
Yeah, my son William, he's 5 years old right now. My little daughter Noelle, she turned 4 on Saturday. So I've been getting
so
my daddy swag on.
Oh, okay, so you have a little girl. See, that's something that I didn't know. Definitely. Okay, you got a boy and a girl. Okay. Oh, boy. Now with the little girl, how you feel about that?
You know, I love my baby. That's my baby girl right there.
Right.
That's motivation,
well,
though. You know what I'm saying? Having children you love and family that I just want to take care of and support, I want to give them the best, the greatest that they could ever want. You know, and
yeah.
Teaching value, all of that, you know, so it's just motivation for me to want to be a better person.
Definitely. And I know Crystal holds you down. So, I mean,
that's
yeah,
my boo. Hey,
you definitely got a great family. So do you think your son is going to follow in your footsteps?
No, not at all. He said he won't be an actor, but he's 5. So who knows? He might go from actor to football player, to lawyer, to doctor. I don't know.
Right.
He's very, you know what I'm saying, he's into arts and stuff, he's into music, so he just likes those type of things as most kids do, but, you know, I don't think he really wants to be a musician, like a rapper or anything. I think he wants to do, I don't know, we'll see, you know what I'm saying, we'll see, but if he asks me for some advice, I'm advising him to go be a doctor or lawyer. That's where the big bucks are.
Okay, well, we're going to hold on to that comment, too, because I'm going to ask you something about that. Because, you know, it seems like the game has changed a little bit. And with your new single, Ballin' with Slim Thug, and by the way, you guys have great chemistry. Like, I love when you guys do a song together. You guys have really great chemistry, and you guys are really close. So I wanted to ask you, you know, how do you feel about loyalty in the game right now, and is it rare in this business?
I think it's definitely rare. But it's also something that is common and is easy to see if you got the eyes for it. And, you know, the people that are lawyers tend to stick together, and the ones who, you know, aren't, they kind of got their own little crew, it seems like,
right.
Sometimes, you know. But with Slim, I've known him since high school. So, you know, we and him, we go way back. We've always had a friendship. You know, we've always been had each other back, had each other support, and, you know. And I've learned a lot from him over the years, just with his hustle skills, his just the way he just deals with haters, the way he deals with jealousy, being from the same area, same age. You know, we had a lot of the same friends. You know, a lot of things I deal with and go through are some of the things deals with and goes through too. So, you know, and coming up in Houston, he came on the scene before me. He was a few years before me, even though we're the same age.
Right,
he came in the Switzer House. He was the man. So, you know. Of course, I looked up to him. They still do. You know, that's my homie, but I still do look up to him, you know.
Yeah, I can, you know, you can tell that energy that you guys give on a track. Definitely. I know you're on his track Creeping as well. So with you and Bun B, I mean, like I said, I love when you guys do a track together. Well, speaking of Swisher House, so, you know, there's this rumor, and I know you shot it down on Twitter about you going to Cash Money. So, if it's not true, but I'm just wondering if it was ever a possibility.
I mean, I guess it's always a possibility. you never know what door God has open for you. I don't know where the rumor came from. I have no idea where the rumor came from. I just woke up on Twitter and my boy Charlamagne the God hit me and was like, "Man, you signed with Cash Money. I need to talk to you on the air." And
right.
I didn't know what he was talking about. And I look on my Twitter, and next thing you know, I see all the same thing everybody else was seeing. But I don't know where it came from. But you know, I got nothing but love for him, Birdman, for Sugar Slim. I always, you know, growing up, I used to work for Cash Money back in the days. I used to do street promotions,
right.
So I was always a huge fan of the Hot Boys, Manny Fresh, the whole Cash Money movement. Big Time, Big Time, you know, so. So I don't know where it came from, but I wasn't mad at it at all. I love Cash Money.
Well, you know how it is, and I think with Twitter, do you think Twitter is a good thing now? Because when stuff like that comes up, you can automatically squash it. So do you think Twitter is good for stuff like that?
Oh yeah, for sure. Because you know, it wasn't no Twitter around 20 years ago. Twitter changed the whole world. It changed the world.
Right.
But it exposed a lot of the fake. It exposed a whole lot of the fake, and it also gave an avenue for people to grind globally,
right.
Just from their phone, from their telephone.
Definitely.
You can be anywhere in the world,
definitely.
You can your grind them.
That's right, and it's like free promotion. Like you can get stuff out there when promoters are saying, you know, you're supposed to be at a party. You can definitely dead that easily.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
So I'm sure you've been through that.
But the funny thing is though. The funny thing is, though, I'm even, you know, with the song Ballin', I do, Paul, you know, with Paul Wall Wednesdays on my Twitter, I released the song Ballin'. I leaked it out, let everybody download it for free, me and Slim Thug. That's something I got from Slim Thug. He does the Thug Thursday, so it's something I got that from. But even then, I tweeted it about 30 times, the link to the song, and there's still people on Twitter
right.
talking about, hey, where can I find the link to the song? Fool, I've been tweeting it all day. You don't see it on my timeline?
You know how it is. You know people don't read. You know how it is.
Yeah.
You got to feed it to them. That's crazy.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Well, speaking of your project, so what's up with the new project? You know, you have a new album coming out, or are you going to do a mixtape first and then an album? Like, what's up?
I'm just working. I'm just having fun making music. I'm over here in the studio right now. Slim Thug in the next room. My boy Slane, he's in town from Boston. He here. B-Dunn, G-Luck, we all just over here. T-Ferris. So we just having fun. You know, my boy Goo Cat, all my homies, we just here kicking it, having fun in the studio. And that's how it started for me. That's where we back to. We back to having fun,
right.
enjoying, loving what we do. Making good music. I don't know where the music gonna come out. If it's gonna be an album, if it's gonna be a mixtape, or if I'm just gonna give it away for free. But you know, I just want to enjoy doing what I'm doing. So I'm finding a way to do that.
Yeah, because you know, does it seem like, you know, when you came out and music was fun? Oops. Oh, you guys, his looks like Paul dropped for a minute, so we're gonna wait for him to come back on. I don't know what happened. His call dropped. But if you guys, look, if you have a question for Paul Wall, definitely call in. Go ahead and call in right now. So as soon as he gets back on, we can get him back live. Call in 760-913-4119, and I will get your questions in. You'll be able to talk to him. So I don't know what happened, but he definitely, his call dropped just now. So, but let me see what you guys got going on in the chat room. Haha, Golden Fleece. Yeah, I'm going to ask him about Mike Jones. I'm definitely going to ask him about it. We're going to see what happened between him and Mike Jones. Let's see, what else do we have in the chat room for you guys? What's up, Cupid? Cupid's the one that put this interview together. Definitely appreciate that. Phoebe's in there. Golden Fleece. Sasha. Latasha. What's up, Latasha? My boy, JB. Everybody's in there. Looks like he might be back on right now. Let's see if we can get somebody to call the... So you guys stand by real quick. We're waiting for Paul Wall to call back in.
What's up, people? I see y'all in the chat room. I see you. Got a lot of people calling in right now. Like I said, once again, all right, so I see Paul is back live. Hold on.
What's up, Paul?
All right, we got you back live. So what I was going to talk about was, you know, when you came out with Mike Jones and everybody else, and, you know, music was fun. And, you know, I think music took a turn. But do you think we're getting back to the craft, to the love of it?
I think the craft has evolved
okay.
a lot, you know what I'm saying, from when it first started. But the key elements and the key things that make it what it is you know,
right.
they should be the key elements. That's, you know, that's how I feel. I feel like they should, you know what I'm saying? And I think there's some people are good at one particular thing, or they might be good at a few of the elements, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
I think that's good and that's cool. And I don't like nobody for doing what they're good at all, you know what I'm saying? And I'm
right,
happy to see
right.
that how far hip-hop has come. I love it because I remember growing up, they said it was a fad. They used to always say it was a fad. You would never see no rap videos nowhere, just
right.
barely here and there. It, you know, mm-hmm. but the game has changed so much to where this is, you know, it's an incredible platform for people to do a lot of other forms of entertainment, not just hip-hop, where actors are doing hip-hop on the side, where they producing and DJing clubs and stuff
right.
like that. There's a lot of celebrity DJs doing stuff. And all that's good. You know, a friend of mine, Spinderella, DJ Spinderella, she's got a DJ school she's doing, which I thought was an incredible idea, where, you know,
okay.
it takes people to teach them how to DJ.
Yeah.
You know, more than not just a computer DJ. You know, not to you know, and DJing has evolved too. So I don't knock none of that either. But
right.
you know, there's, you know, the true element of DJing. And hip-hop, at least, you know what I'm saying, how it was.
Right.
I think, you know, it's something that should be taught, something that people need to learn. You know, it's not just something that, it's not just pushing buttons.
Right, definitely. I think a lot of people, a lot of DJs are expressing that concern because a lot of DJs that are push button are pretty much getting these gigs. And,
yeah.
you know,
but, you know,
DJs have been around
I don't know
for
who
a while.
Is and who ain't.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm not speaking on nobody. I don't know who is or who ain't. I'm just, that's how I was taught with Michael Watts and with Ron C. When they taught me how to DJ,
right?
You know, that's what they taught me. And when I remember
right.
when the CD turntables came out, how none of the DJs would, they wouldn't even get them at first. And then when Serato came out, it just completely changed the game.
Man.
And, you know, for a good thing, I think, you know what I'm saying? I think it definitely changed the game for, you know, in a good way.
Right.
But it just, you know, a lot of people lose sight of where it came from. And you know, I don't knock nobody. So, you know, for whatever they're doing, if they're doing it, if it works for them, I ain't knocking them at all.
Right.
But me,
no,
as a
I
fan,
agree with you.
I'm more of a fan of the traditional way, you know.
Right. Taking it back, going back to the basics, pretty much.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Even with rap.
But you know, that's how it is, you know. For sure.
So you got some callers calling in. We got a couple of comments for you. So let me go ahead and take these calls for you real quick. What's up, Cupid? You're live with Paul Wall.
What it do?
What up, Cupid?
Chilling, man. My question is, you know, I'm from Texas, so I got to ask this. When is the new Paul Wall Chameleonaire album coming out?
Man, who knows, man? Hopefully soon, though. I don't know if it's going to ever come out, but I hope for it to. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah, it needs to.
You got to ask Chameleon. You know, that question is on Chameleon there, because, you know, if he tell me come to the studio right now, he can knock the whole album out in one night. That's how ready I am.
Oh, wow. I need to get on to him, man. Because those of y'all who don't know, before Paul was ever out, you know, him, Chameleon there, they release classics, real Texas classics. The shit's bumping. If you ain't got it, get your mind correct. That's the name of the
show.
Sure. You ain't got to get your mind correct, and your CD collection ain't shit.
Hey, see what I'm saying? Oh, Paul, I'm telling you, on Global 14, you got a lot of fans, man. I'm definitely want to shout out Cupid, because he's the one that made sure that, you know, got you on the show today, too. So, Cupid,
yeah,
I definitely
sure.
appreciate you calling in. And then now, let's go ahead and get to Onyx. Onyx is also from Texas. What's up, Onyx? You're live with
What's
Paul Wall.
Good? Hey, it's actually, it's crazy. I had the same question when he was going to come out with some millionaire. So, he already answered that. Two other people.
Hey, you know what? You should hit him on Twitter right now, at Chameleonaire. Hit him on Twitter, at Chameleonaire, and ask him that. See, tell him
okay.
we ready. Tell him we're Global 14 and ready.
That's right. That's right.
Alrighty.
Cool.
That's
Thank
it.
You, Onyx. I appreciate you calling in. So how does that make you feel that, you know, people are just waiting for you and Chameleonaire to come out? You know what I'm saying? Now, how does that make you feel when you hear that?
It's motivating. It makes me want to, you know, give them the best that I could possibly give them.
Right.
It makes me want to go in the studio and write 100 songs and then go in and write them over to perfect them. You know, it just makes me want
right.
to do the best I could do.
Yeah. So one thing that I, when I was doing some more research on you, because, you know, one of the things when people come on the show, I try to really dig deep and see, you know, what you have going on. So one of the things that I was surprised to know about the Expensive Taste group, and
mm-hmm.
I was wondering, you know, are you guys working on any new material? For those of you guys that don't know, Expensive Taste is Paul Wall, Travis Barker, and Skinhead Rob.
Well, they got a lot going on. Travis himself, he's got his own solo album, Get a Drum or Something, that came out last year. He's back with Blink-182. They just put out an album, and he's been
okay.
touring with them. Also, they got a new Transplant album that came out. So, you know, he's busy. He's staying busy. But in all of that, you know, we still making music. My last album, I put out Heart of a Champion. Travis, he produced half of it, and Skinhead Rob was on there a couple of times. So,
right.
you know, we still find time to do music together. And I don't know if there's ever going to be, you know, I don't know when there will be an Expensive Taste album or another mixtape, but, you know, you're
right.
definitely going to hear the music. Either whether
yeah.
on my album or whatever, you know?
Yeah, because I know you guys, what is the mixtape that you guys had out a couple years ago, but I definitely am definitely wanting to know more about that. I hope you guys can get something together in the near future. One of the
yeah,
other
for
things,
sure.
One of the other things that I noticed, you got you are a character on this Battle Rap Stars app, which I thought was pretty cool. I saw some videos of some young kids that were battling stars on this app. So how did that come about?
Shout out to Jump Shot Media. Shout out to Dream Team Empire. My boy Skylar hooked it up. My homeboy, he came to me with the company who had the app already in place. And,
okay.
you know, they asked me to be a part of it. And of course, I love the idea because I'm not known for being a battle rapper. But
right.
I love the fact that there's something like this out because, you know, it just provides the next generation of people something, you know, because if I was growing up and it was a game like this I could have played, man,
right.
I'd have been playing this all day long.
Right.
You know, so.
right.
And it's the game is fun. It's cheap. You know what I'm saying? And it's the first of its kind. It's got its own patented software. I don't even know how they detect, how they judge who win. But, you know, when you rap against, you know, there's a group of people. You know, I'm the last person. You know, shout
right.
out to Mr. Fab, Caesar, shout out to JPZ. You know, a lot. You know, you got to beat everybody to get to me. And I don't know how they judge it. It's just some patented technology they got, but it's wild. You know, it's incredible. Like it's incredible to see that there's games like this for hip hop. You know, I love that.
Yeah, it's only 99 cents. I checked it out. It's only 99 cents. It's pretty cool watching the video. And like you said, like with young kids, they're all sitting in a group and little dudes just start rapping on the app. He was holding up his iPad and it was cool. It was pretty cool. So definitely.
Did you see the granny rapping?
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
got to
see the one with the granny, the grandma
that.
Rapping. It's on my Twitter page. If you look on my Twitter page, at Paul Wall Baby, it's a few days back. It might be a week back, but it's
okay.
on there. The granny's on there rapping. She battling on there. It's funny.
What? Okay, we're going to check that out. Post that on global14.com. Well, one of the other things I wanted to mention, you're doing some acting, too. You've been in a couple movies. The last one I'm thinking that I saw was you were in a movie called Extinction.
Yeah.
And how was
yep.
how was that doing that movie? Because it was like a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, my homeboy Amir, he's directed a few of my videos in the past. He was directing a movie, and he was like, "Hey man, I got a role for you in the movie." And they shot it down in Baton Rouge in Alligator Bayou, Alligator Alley, and we went out there and shot the movie, and it was a lot of fun. You know what I'm saying? It was fun. And I really put my acting skills to the test in that one because I had a real role in there where I memorized the lines. It was some real actors, some real professional actors, too. And I got number much respect and love for the actors doing their thing. And it's funny you bring that up because I'm here at the studio with my homeboy Slane right now. Slane, he was in Gone Baby Gone. He was also in The Town. And he's in this new movie coming out. He's in his new movie coming out with Brad Pitt and James Gandolfini. And he's a rapper from Boston, so we in here collabing on some music.
Yeah, we was just talking about that early on the show about Brad Pitt talking about he's retiring and trying to go behind the scenes. So, yeah, your boy might be in the last movie that Brad Pitt might be doing.
that's
pretty cool.
hey, that's a cold line on the resume right there.
I know, isn't it? So, do you think that you're going to pursue more acting in the near future? Because I saw you was on CSI earlier this year. Yellow Wolf,
yeah. Yeah, when the opportunity comes up, or if, you know, when they come up, I take advantage of them. I love doing that. I like doing it. But you know, music, I think, is my number one passion.
Right.
So you know, but I love doing it though. You know, much respect.
Yeah, you definitely sound like a free spirit. Like you just like, yo, I'm ready to do everything. That's how you sound like a really genuine guy. Like you just ready to do everything.
I'm happy to be living, breathing, walking, and talking. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy to be here in the free world with a family I love, with friends that are down for me, doing what I love more and no more. You know, if I could do anything in the world, I might be a baseball player. Other than that, I won't be a rapper. So, you know, this is something I always loved and wanted to do. What more can I ask? This is what I always wanted, you know?
I know, that's right. And don't think we didn't miss you in that Jill Scott video now, Mr. Diamond Chip Dick. What's up with that? You
hey, what
that
up,
you
sis? Shout out
one.
To my sis, Jill Scott. Shout out to Jill Scott.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, that was a nice video, too. I see you slimmed down and everything. You was chilling. That was a nice video. I said, okay. And then with the Diamond Chip Dick, like, where did that come from? And did your wife have anything to say about that?
we were real good friends. Jill and Crystal are real good friends too.
Okay.
So you know, they of course she loved it. She loved all. We loved it. But that's, you know, that was Jill Scott's idea. She most of her songs are from experience. She's a real artist, but she digs down deep and she just, you know, puts it out there. And she had the idea, and she just called me up. And you know, we've done songs in the past. They, you know, that never came out, but we've done stuff before. So and we've been friends for a while. So when she called me with this, I was just, you know, hell yeah. You know, when Jill Scott called you to come over to the studio, what you going to tell her? I'm busy. Yeah, I'm on the way. You know, so we you know, she had the idea, had the song. And she told me what she wanted, you know, how she wanted me to say it, because she was speaking from experience. So, you know, that's what she wanted. And we went in there, and it was a hell of an incredible experience and an honor to work with her. You know, like I said, we friends, but I'm a fan. You know, I'm also a fan of her, and it was an incredible honor to work with her.
Oh, I can imagine. And it came through in the video, too, because I was like, okay, I see both of you guys. That was, like I said, it's like who everybody that you're working with, you have really great chemistry with. And definitely, you know, that's a blessing. You know, not too many people, you know, you see some people that collab together and you're just like, oh, that really didn't work. But definitely with you and Jill Scott, that definitely worked really well. I love the video. The song, definitely. So, well.
Thank you. Much love, everybody. Make sure you check that out. The song, So Gone, is on Jill Scott's album, The Light of the Sun. And, you know, her album came out number one in the country. Shout out to Jill Scott for that.
Definitely. Everybody loves Jill Scott. I can't, you know, when she first came out, you know, who is Jill Scott? I mean, that's still a classic album. Definitely.
Already.
So, well, before we go, I wanted to talk, you know, I wanted you to talk to our listeners because, you know, a lot of people are grinding and they're coming up and they want you. I'm sure you get bombarded with CDs and stuff all the time. But
the thing with you and your story is, like you were mentioning throughout the show, you hustled and you grinded. You were on street teams, you did promoting, you DJed. Like, you did all kinds of stuff. You stayed on the grind. So what advice would you give to these young dudes or females that are out there looking for, you know, an easy way out? I mean, let them know, like, this is not it's not going to be easy. You can't just come and say, here, listen to my music and think, you know, it's that easy.
Well, for me, this was a career path that I really wanted. I love music. So if it wasn't rapping, I wanted to be a part of music some kind of way. So, you know, and it was a blessing to be able to make money off of rapping and be able to have it be my career. But, you know, some people, they have their heart set on doing one particular thing. But God might have a whole different path. But people so hard-headed and stubborn sometimes, they don't realize it. You know, they could be, you know, they could be the greatest in the world. They could be Michael Jordan. What if Michael Jordan would have said, you know what, I ain't going to keep going. I'm going to do something else, you know. And he would have went down a different path, you know. Then he wouldn't have been the greatest. We'd be missing the greatest. But, you know, it takes hard work and dedication and patience. That's something that a lot of people don't have. They don't have that patience. They think that they put in 5 or 6 months of work, and it's going, you know, you might have a buzz for yourself or something, but that ain't it. If you want to have a career off of music or off of entertainment or rapping or just anything, period, if this is what you want your career to be, you know, it ain't no such thing as you're going to work for a couple of years and then retire for the rest of your life. If this your career, you got to work every single day just like as if you was going to work for the government, you was going to work to be a teacher, you was a doctor, you was a lawyer, you go to work every single day. So if you a musician, you a rapper, you got to treat it the same way. You got to go to work every single day. You got to put in them long, hard hours. Sometimes you got to work overtime on holidays when you don't want to. But that's what you got to do. If you want to make it, it's your career, you got to treat it as such, treat it with respect. Some people don't treat their jobs with respect. And that's why they getting paid cuts. That's why they're getting, you know, some people get laid off because of that. But if you want to be the one to get promoted and get pay raises and all that, you want to drive Bentleys and Benzes and, you know, live in these mansions and stuff and with diamonds on your neck and everywhere, you got to put in the hard work like that. You got to take it serious and just treat it like it's a job and just get your grind on and be patient.
That's right. That's right. I totally agree with you. You know, on Global14.com, we got a lot of musicians on there, a lot of people that, you know, putting their music out there. They want you to listen to it. And, you know, of course, you know, JD gets bombarded, you know, but, you know, we have this group called Pump It or Dump It. And someone in the chat room, by the way, we got a chat room going on while we're doing the interview, but someone just said, you know, they would like for you to go in there just to check out some music and, you know, maybe listen to a couple of things and let people know how you feel about it. But, you know, some people get bent out of shape once you tell them, like, you don't like their music. I mean, I'm sure.
You know what? They get even more bent out of shape if you tell them you can't give them a record deal.
Right. Right. So it's just one of those things. But, you know, like I said, your story is incredible. You have a great foundation. You got a great family behind you. Your friends, you know, that's why when I was reading your story and I was reading and I could tell, like, you got a lot of loyal people around you, and that's definitely a blessing. So I'm glad we had you on the show today. When do
you
start kicking out
me.
Some more new stuff, please come back.
Man,
I got your info,
sure.
So I know how to get in touch
that's
with you.
Best. Well, we're doing this Powwow Wednesdays. Every Wednesday I'm releasing something
okay.
new. We're just going to give it away. We're just going to leak it
okay.
out and give it away. You can get it for free. So just check
all
me
right.
out, Powwow Wednesdays. Find me on Facebook, everywhere, Twitter. I'm on there, Powwow Baby. My website, powwowbaby.com. Google Plus, I'm everywhere. I got to get it. And Global 14, I'm on there too. So you're going to see the music everywhere. And, you know,
all
every
right.
Wednesday, Powwow Wednesdays.
All right, well, you guys, we look forward to that tomorrow. We're definitely going to make sure that we check you out. And once again, let everybody know, let the fam know that, you know, we appreciate, you know, that keep holding you down, and that keeps you solid. So definitely we're going to be looking forward for you know, what's to come. So have a good one, and let everybody know. You know, let's let Doug know, too. We want him on the show.
All right, for sure. I'm going to tell him. Maybe he can come on here so he can tell y'all about that Thugger Thursdays he got going on.
Yeah, tell him. You know, tell him to hit me up. You have my info, so have him, you know, tell him to definitely would love for him to get on the show. So, once again, thank you for joining us.
Shout out to everybody in the chat room. What's up?
All right, they hear you. All right, have a good one, Paul.
All righty, appreciate it.
All right. All right, lifers, you know, once again, that was Paul Wall. Definitely it was an honor to have him on the show tonight. And once again, I want you guys to know that you can contact him on global14.com at Paul Wall Baby, and also on Twitter at Paul Wall Baby. So, you know, stay tuned. We're definitely going to stay, you know, stay locked in with him and Slim Thug. And if I'm not mistaken, JB is working stuff as well. So let's just continue to support, you know, those that support Global 14, you guys. You know, everybody that's in the chat room is the same people, and I see you guys, and I appreciate you. And I see you on Global 14 just supporting the show and everything else. You guys, it's only going to get better. All right? So I want to thank you guys for listening once again. I want to thank JD for this platform. I definitely want to let you guys know, you know, do not give up on your dreams, okay? Don't nobody give up on your dreams. You know, if you stay with it, stay focused, don't worry about what everybody else is doing, it's going to happen for you, all right? Do what your heart tells you to do. So once again, this is Global 14 Radio. You can definitely reach me at Crush on global14.com. You can hit us up at G14 Radio. And also, if you want to hit up, you know, anyone on Global 14, you can hit them up at Global 14 on Twitter as well. So, once again, I love everybody. Thank you for the support. LTL for life. Good night.
So death.